and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dozens are feared dead after reports that Israeli tanks opened fire near a food aid center in Gaza. This as the UN warns of catastrophic hunger there. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Tel Aviv.
The UN calls the besieged Palestinian territory the, quote, hungriest place on earth because of Israel's continued harsh restrictions on aid.
Smoke from wildfires in Canada have drifted to parts of the Midwest, causing poor air quality. Not the first time, says meteorologist Brian Jackson with the Weather Prediction Center.
We've had similar cases of this over the last few years. It's more of the same in terms of smoke lingering over portions of the country.
The Indiana Pacers are heading to the NBA Finals after beating the Knicks last night. Coach Rick Carlisle.
Getting to the NBA Finals is an accomplishment, but if you start looking at it that way, you'll go into it with the wrong mindset.
Last time they made it to the championships was in 2000. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is known for its drinking culture, and women are at higher risk of negative health impacts than men. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Experts say alcohol impacts women differently than men, affecting every system in the body and potentially leading to hundreds of conditions, including cardiovascular diseases and some types of cancers. Dr. George Koob directs the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. He says women absorb and metabolize alcohol differently and tend to have a higher blood alcohol level than men after consumption because of body water distribution.
The pathology associated with alcohol is just generally worse in women than in men and progress more quickly. Everything from emergency department visits, hospitalization, liver transplants, and even deaths among women compared to men.
And are more likely to self-medicate with alcohol. Nearly 30% of Wisconsin adults binge drink at least once per month. Koob notes that in the past 50 years, the prevalence of drinking for women has caught up to men, and some evidence suggests that women progress more quickly in the stages of addiction to alcohol than men. He advises being aware of any family history of alcohol use disorder, since addiction can have genetic and environmental components.
Alcohol is a social lubricant. It's an intricate part of our society, but its toxicity is dose dependent. So the more you drink, the more of the problems there are.
Research shows even one drink per day can increase a woman's risk for breast cancer by up to 15%. Currently, the U.S. dietary guidelines for women are one drink in a 24-hour period. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The crew clobbers the Phillies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers beat the Phillies 17-7 at Citizens Bank Park. Milwaukee was leading 12-1 by the end of the fourth. Jackson Churio, four hits, including one home run, five runs scored. Reese Hoskins, a pair of home runs, six runs batted in against his former team, the Phillies.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys on, especially as an offense and with our speed. That puts a ton of pressure on the pitchers to make quality pitches, but also pay attention to what's going on the bases. But you know, for us to be able to give the bullpen a little bit of a rest after what they've done for us this past month is huge.
The Brewers now 31-28, 5.5 games behind the Cubs. The series wrapping up today. We'll have a full recap tonight. In golf, the final round of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills today. NBA, the Pacers eliminate the Knicks last night, 125-108, to advance to the NBA Finals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine and smoke overhead for today. Light west to southwest winds, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, just a few clouds, lows in the upper 50s. Warmer Monday and breezy, mostly sunny, still smoky, with highs in the middle 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calda Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Well, high noon today. We're on every Sunday till high noon. If you're at a station that doesn't carry all the way till high noon, you can still hear the music of the stars by dialing in civicmedia.us. That's worldwide, civicmedia.us. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Stand by for one solid hour of the best music ever, the music of the stars, as we feature the best of everything. From 1959, Alfred Newman's great score, never heard since, I don't think. If you know of an alternative, let me know. The music of the stars with the best of everything, and not just the movie. It's Alfred Newman's very last score. Why did he give up? Who can deal with those Hollywood types? You tell me. The music of the stars. Stand by for more. Good morning, stations.
Good morning, stations. 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 Stations.
Story of the female stations. Of the girls who didn't marry at 20. And of the men who wanted them, but not as wives.
I'm the girl who wants to get married again, remember? Girl for whom an affair with a married man just isn't enough.
Here is the best cast of the year to give you the best of everything.
One small corner of your life. I've never asked for more, and I will not settle for less. Now you and your rabbit-faced wife can both go to hell.
This is their inside story, told with all the fact-facing honesty of today's generation.
Betty, tell me something. What is it with women like us that you hold us so cheaply?
Weren't we even decent?
What are you talking about?
I won't be your mistress.
This is a woman who loves deeply, but always with a light touch. When the time comes, she gives it up gracefully. She knows how to have and...
to hold and then let go.
Exactly.
Did you ever make a girl pregnant before?
Not that I know of.
You mean some girls became pregnant and didn't even tell you?
Some girls don't.
I can see those suds flowing now. The best of everything. Not a great movie, but just great music. Because, well, Alfred Newman. Tell you that story. Was a product of its time. All the angst of the late 50s. Had some pretty positive reviews. Released in October of that year, 59. It was a chick flick, to be sure. Sammy Kahn did the lyrics. They had Johnny Mathis at the peak of his career then. Nobody could have known for sure that Alfred Newman was quitting 20th Century Fox. He had written 80 scores for 20th. But as we say, times changed. I think what happened was the founder of Fox, Daryl Zanuck, had quit 3 years earlier. And there was a musician's strike the year earlier. That broke up the Fox Orchestra, the best in Hollywood. Yes, better than MGM. So he didn't have an orchestra anymore. So after 20 years of excellence, unparalleled excellence, Alfred Newman quit. He left. But his brother Lionel continued on for a lot of years. And he was making sure that some Newman was definitely in there, leading the great music out of that great legendary studio. The music of the stars is on the air.
The best of everything, that's what I wish you all. The best of everything, a Rembrandt on your wall. A yacht that wins you cups, skateboards with style and speed, show dogs or loving pups, pride of the pound or the pedigree. I hope you win that prize, pass that blue ribbon test. Your good keeps getting better till you're better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed, I hope you get the best of everything. Best of everything, that is what I wish for you. The best of everything, a Rembrandt hanging on the wall. That the blue ribbon test. I hope your good keeps getting better till you're better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed, I hope you get the best.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna
drain a cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Oh, out of a tree of life, I just picked me up.
There's another tune, Carolyn Lee.
I had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky, and I guess you could say it's all because of you. And if anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You have a good sound on this trio, Wally?
Yeah, they're all on separate tracks. But we're
going. I'm going in and out here on the earphones.
We're trying to fix it now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're rolling on four.
Here you go. One.
Jesus Christ.
the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me. Ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be.
Doris Day, that was Irving Berlin. Stephen Eady. The Music of the Stars.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear.
I know how much we've had. I've always always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You kiss my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
Once again, here's Steve Lawrence solo.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say I've been lucky, and I guess you could say it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Lord, there have been times when the times were hard, but always somehow for every moment that I've spent hurting, there was a moment spent loving you. If anyone should ever write my life story, between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Edie, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Jack Jones with a Charles Aznavour classic. The album 1974. This is the Music of the Stars. Wishing you a pleasant week, and check us out on Facebook and on podcast, civicmedia.us.
Where do you go? What do you do when everything you do reminds you of all the love that's left behind you? She's gone. Here I am alone. She had a way perfect for me, so right, as if someone had planned it. And me, I took it all for granted. Nobody's fault except my own. We had it all, the two of us, all of the love for life and laughter. Never a thought what might come after. We were love's children out to play. We had it all right in our hands. Life was so beautiful together. I thought our love would last forever. And then I let it slip away. Can I say? What can I do to kill the guilt that comes to haunt me? What words are there to make her want me? To make her take me back? Again, is this the end of all we had? Is this what fate has written for me? The final chapter of our story, entitled I Remember When. We had it all, the two of us, all of the love for life and laughter. Never a thought what might come after. We were love's children out to play. So beautiful together. I thought our love would last forever.
I let it slip away. Now all we had gone.
Peter Allen wrote that. Carol Bayer Sager.
It's funny when I look at you, while not a single word is said. I know I've had a drink or two, but that's not what's gone to my head. I laugh when I recall our youth. Perhaps you say that I'm uncouth.
said it's high time you knew the truth about the way you make me feel and what the future holds in store. For I can't stand it anymore. Why should I even try and hide the things that I may feel inside? You lie, you laugh and you provoke, and then you treat it as a joke. You know at times you go too far, even in front of all my friends. How could we hope to make amends? You know you let yourself go. You look a sight, sure you look great. Your stocking seems not even straight. And that old faded dressing gown, your hair in curlers hanging down. What could I have been thinking of? Was it with you I fell in love? Are you the girl that could inspire a heart with passion and desire? I gaze at you in sheer despair and see your mother standing there. In front of strangers, you're the same. Why, you don't mind putting me to shame. You contradict each word I say. Why, you would turn night into day. You like to hurt me when you can. I'm just a rag, I'm not your man. I hit the jackpot, yes, I know. You know you've let yourself go. Times you're cruel beyond control. Have you no heart? Have you no soul? And as I take a look at life, I realize that you're my wife. A little effort, not much more. And things could be just as before. You know you'd lose a little weight if you'd watch all that you ate. A little style, a little grace. And try to show a smiling face. I couldn't hate you if I tried. I really want you by my side, so try. Please try and be the little girl I once knew. Let's really start all over anew. I wanna hold you in my arms, then surrender to your charms. Let there be fire, just a glow. Come close to me. Yourself go.
That's Wayne Newton from his old album, It's Only the Good Times, and Liza Minnelli.
I guess just about the hardest thing to do when you're doing something like this is to find a new love song to sing, because they're almost always about one of three things, right? They're either that the guy meets the girl, or the guy loses the girl, or the guy gets the girl. Well, I found this song, and it isn't about any of those three things. This song is about two people who have already known each other for quite a while. So we're alone again tonight. I read a book, you watch the fight. A stifled yawn, a can of beer. What an enthralling atmosphere. And yet the sight of us this way helps me to say what I must say. It helps me to think a thought or two, to pass it right along to you. And just for starters, you should know, I think you've let yourself go. Down through the years, each sage repeats, grass never grows on busy streets, which might explain that balding spot. Were you a thinker, which you're not? And where's that slender youth I knew? I fear he's grown an inch or two. Not up and down my joy and pride, but more precisely side to side. When at a party, now and then, you tell the same old jokes again, or wear a lampshade for a hat. Who could be wittier than that? With one too many, you just might pick some unnecessary fight. Though in the morning with the sun, you can't remember what you've done. If there's regret, doesn't show, you know, you've let yourself go. You never care the way you dress, you stay unshaven, you look a mess. The smallest thing is too much to do. I even hold the door for you. And every rose upon the shelf is one that I've supplied myself. It's not the same, I'm well aware, yet I need to see them there. I don't know why I say it now, why I don't hold my tongue somehow, but I've this need to tell it all, no matter where the chips may fall. For as I sit and reminisce, there are so many things I miss. The reassurance of your touch, the gentle smile that said so much. You were my tender, thoughtful beau, and now I couldn't hate you if I tried, and I still want you by my side. We ought to lay things on the line. Perhaps the fault is really mine. And if it is, please tell me so. A seed replanted still can grow. Maybe that's all we need to know. Come close to me and let yourself go.
Never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I never.
Never far away from me.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. I'm Lou Regani, your host, The Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. And we're on podcast as well. These programs are all preserved. civicmedia.us and click shows. Stick around.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
Next week from 7 Central, all the way till high noon, The Music of the Stars. Yet to come in weeks. It's our Father's Day show and Flag Day. Next week, then. Thank you for being here. And until we meet again, keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A Ukrainian official says a drone attack has destroyed more than 40 Russian planes deep in Russia's territory. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Kyiv.
The pictures that we have seen show drones attacking large strategic bombers parked on the tarmac. It was probably launched from inside Russia. Clearly, this is a very significant attack on the kinds of aircraft that Russia uses against targets across the country.
The attack comes a day before the two sides are expected to meet for a new round of direct peace talks in Istanbul. To Gaza now, where hospital officials say dozens of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli tank fire near a food aid center. The latest from the BBC's Sebastian Usher in Jerusalem.
They had received around 200 people who had been wounded, and that many of those, a doctor has been telling